Day 38. Revealers. Jesus, the living presence of the Father. Righteous Father, the world does not know you, but I know you. And these know that you have sent me. I made your name known to them, and I will make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 25 to 26. Jesus as the perfect revelation of his heavenly Father has been a common theme. When Jesus proclaims, "I have revealed you to them," he is revealing to his disciples the deepest truth about his mission. If we have eyes to see and ears to hear, Jesus, the Son of God, is constantly bearing witness to us that his mission from day one was never about him, but only about his heavenly Father. "I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do." His attention and affection as a son were constantly oriented to his Father as the one who was the source of his very life and mission. Thus, his entire sonship becomes a revelation of his presence and goodness. This revelation came to perfection as Jesus was crucified on the cross, revealing the unconditional love and mercy of God. In the end, this revelation of the Father's love is at the heart of his mission, and in a wonderful way, we are called to share this mission. Mary, always pointing to Jesus. Mary's whole vocation was at the service of the truth that Jesus' whole life, death, and resurrection was the perfect revelation of the Father's love. In the very person of her Son, the God of heaven and earth visited his people and revealed himself as Emmanuel, which means God is with us. She too received a profound grace as the mother of Jesus to make her life not about her, but about her Son and his mission. I believe that mothers might already have the built-in sensibility to be the biggest supporters of their children, being sources of joy and encouragement, so Mary must have lived this to the highest capacity. Thus, her daily mission was to help Jesus live his mission as the Son of the Father, sent to reveal the fullness of his love and mercy. Mary's whole life, her time, attention, affection, and desires, and thus every decision, was focused on him. Thus, she too, in her faithfulness to her vocation, in turn becomes a co-revealer of the Father. This was the gift of her life and vocation. Saint Juan Diego and us. You are made to reveal God. And I promise, the more you live your identity to the full, the more your life will become a powerful manifestation in the presence of God. The moving truth about the story of Our Lady of Guadalupe is that God reveals himself through Our Lady of Guadalupe to Juan Diego and the peoples of this continent. In fact, the day chosen by God for the Guadalupe event is of deep meaning for the native culture because it fulfilled an apocalyptic expectation of the native peoples. In the Guadalupe event, God and Our Lady revealed their hearts to a poor man, Juan Diego, who in turn received the mission also to reveal the heart of the Father to the suffering people. Just as God came into the world through Mary's fiat, yet again, God comes to the new world through Mary. And just as John the Baptist was the herald of the Messiah, Saint Juan Diego became the Lord's instrument bearing the breath, word, will of Our Lady to the world so that Jesus could reign. This has been God's way from the beginning of time. He chooses mere humans to communicate his very heart of love and mercy for all his sons and daughters. Our mission, though unique, is the same. As a husband and father, your mission is to reveal the heart of God. Think about all the daily encounters you have with your wife and children. You possess a great power, as all of your words and actions have an incredible capacity to reveal the love of God. Brother, you have been given this power by the Father, and he rejoices for you to share in this mission. Prayer. O Jesus, we adore you, we love you, and we thank you for the gift of your presence. You are the beloved Son whose life and mission was to fully reveal the heart of the Father. Through no merit of our own, you call us to be revealers of the Father's love and mercy in our own lives. Help us to live our mission. We ask you now to hear this prayer. Our Lady of Guadalupe, Mother of God and Mother of us, draw us close to your heart. You encouraged and blessed Saint Juan Diego to step into his mission, and as he was called to be an instrument of God's love to his native people, please come and fill us with your love.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Litany of Restoration of Sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our sonship. Jesus, beloved Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, chosen Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, seen and known by the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, safe and secure in the Father's gaze, restore my sonship. Jesus, Redeemer of every man, restore my sonship. Jesus, living in the blessing of the Father, restore my sonship. Jesus, sent from the Father to save us, restore my sonship. Jesus, eternal Son of the Father, restore my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore in us the gift of prayer. Jesus, a man of deep prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, living in perfect communion with the Father and the Holy Spirit, restore my prayer. Jesus, the compassionate gaze of the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, always listening and receptive to the Father, restore my prayer. Jesus, full of trust and surrender, restore my prayer. Jesus, who consecrated every moment of his life to prayer, restore my prayer. Jesus, always pouring out your Holy Spirit on your bride, the Church, restore my prayer. Jesus, always rejoicing in the Father with adoration and gratitude, restore my prayer. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our masculinity. Jesus, source of true masculinity, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, man of holy desire, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most magnanimous and generous, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, most chaste, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, meek and pure, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly open and receptive, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, perfectly oriented to the Father, restore my masculine heart. Jesus, source of freedom and peace, restore my masculine heart. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our actions and attitudes with the power of the Beatitudes. Jesus, most poor, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the Son who mourns, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, the righteous one, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most merciful, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, most pure, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, Prince of Peace, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Jesus, suffering servant, restore the actions and attitudes of my sonship. Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we ask you to restore our God-given mission. Jesus, overflowing love of the Father, restore my mission. Jesus, the one who calls us to share in his own mission, restore my mission. Jesus, our brother who radically loves his neighbor, restore my mission. Jesus, bridegroom of the church, who lays down his life for his bride, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revelation of the Father's heart, restore my mission. Jesus, perfect revealer of divine love and mercy, restore my mission. Jesus, divine healer sent from heaven, restore my mission. Jesus, the beloved Son who comes to bring us home to heaven, restore my mission. We make these prayers through the intercession of our Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.